Boys and girls, it's so small. It's so vital. And it can travel a great distance. So essential. And I'm sure in your home this week, it has been used every day, maybe most days, and it will be busy over the next few weeks. What am I talking about? Well, maybe like a lot of preachers, they don't know what they're talking about, but I hope that's not true this morning. You used to have to lick this, but now you can peel it off and use it. What is it? So three people have done that already. A stamp. That's right. A stamp so small, so vital, and so important. I hope that if you send any Christmas cards, you'll have the decency to put a stamp on it. I'm sure that wouldn't happen in Lisburn. You wouldn't send a card without a stamp and leave the poor critter who receives it to have to pay for it. That would be awful. A stamp is so small, and yet is so vital. It has taken some of our cards to Australia, to America, to our missionaries in Peru, to some of our missionary family in Bolivia and in Albania, and we just couldn't do without our post stamp. As I said to you, the postage stamp is such a tiny thing. It's hardly bigger than a thumbnail, but it does a very important job. And you know, there is a little word in the book of Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 11, and it says this: even a child is known by his deeds. Even a child is known by his deeds. Maybe there's a Christian boy or girl here this morning, and you're saying to yourself, you know, there's nothing I can really do for the Lord Jesus. You don't really serve God until you're grown up. Well, the Bible teaches the very opposite. The Bible tells us about a little maid in the second book of Kings who told her master all that she knew, told how he could be delivered from his leprosy. There was a little boy called Samuel who prayed to God and said, "Lord, here am I. I'm listening. Tell me what to do." There's a little boy in the New Testament who had five loaves and two fishes. And I'm sure when he left his home that morning, he never thought for a moment how that little lunch was going to be placed in the hands of the Lord Jesus and used that day to feed thousands. And thousands of years later, in a church, we will be able to read that story and learn something about it. Boys and girls this morning, you're never too young to serve Jesus. And you know, we can serve the Lord Jesus in the things that we say. We can speak truth. We can be honest with our friends. We can be honest with our pals in the classroom and school. We can be kind. We can be thoughtful. We can think about others and try to help others along the way. There was a little boy in a home one day, and someone came to the home and asked if he could speak to his dad. And he said, "Well, my dad's not in." And he said, "Well, where is he?" "Well," he said, "I'm not sure where he is, but I know this, he'll be helping somebody wherever he is." And I thought that was a tremendous answer to that question. And you know, boys and girls, you can help someone in the things that you say and in the things that you do. We know, of course, the Bible teaches us that we don't become Christians because of our good works. We don't get into heaven by good works. But that doesn't mean that good works are not important. If we are Christian boys and girls this morning, then we want to be helpful to others. We want to help others. We want to say the right things, and we want to say things that are going to please God and going to honor God and going to glorify God. The little stamp, maybe it's not much to look at it, but it's vital. And without that stamp in the right place, then that letter or that card can go nowhere. You know, boys and girls this morning, Jesus wants you to be in the right place. And he wants you to say the right things. And how do we know where to go and what to do? Well, the Bible is our guide. And as we read the Bible every day, then the Bible will guide us in the things that we're to say and in the things that we're to do. So remember God's word this morning, won't you? That even a boy or a girl is known by their deeds, by whether what he does is pure and right. And I trust that if you're not a Christian boy or girl this morning, that you will become a Christian, that you will receive Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life. And if you are a Christian boy or girl, that God will direct your life, and that God will guide your life, and that God will help you to be what he wants you to be for his honor and for his glory.